And you're tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. I'll be with you for the next hour. We just started things off with Ramones and R-A-M-O-N-E-S, Ramones. We're going to let that slide as eponymous as are all the songs starting us off this semester. Anyway, we're going to keep rolling right now with King Tough off the brand new 7-inch out on Sub Pop entitled Screaming Skull. This is the A-side, Screaming Skull.
Everywhere.
Tuned in to No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was just Transistor Sound and Lighting Company and Prince Vince off their self-titled album that came out on BMG in Canada back in the late 90s. I want to say 98, 99. And they only ever had the one album, which is quite unfortunate as it is pretty awesome. There's also actually a Prince Vince EP. Before that, Shannon and the Clams, a cover of Muppet Babies. Yes, the theme song to the TV show. The B-side to their brand new Ozma 7-inch on 1-2-3-4 Go Records, and I think they've got about three different 7-inches out all right now in advance of presumably a new album. Ty Siegel before that, and Would You Be My Love off of his third album of the year, Twins on Drag City. We heard from Time's New Viking and Middle Class Drags off their Over and Over 12-inch due out early next month on Silt Breeze, their first for the label that they got their start with after releases on Merge and Matador. I'm assuming their next album's still coming out on Merge, though. Shoes before that and Dance in Your Sleep off their debut album from 1979, One in Versailles, that Numero Group is about to issue on LP for the first time in, 30 years or so. There have been a few CD reissues, but they are reissuing the first two official albums as well as the unreleased second album that eventually did see release, as well as some demos for their major label debut album from 1979. Four LPs worth of shoes. Hope you have plenty of room for shoes in your closet. Anyway, starting off the set was King Tuff and the A-side to the brand new Screaming Skull 7-inch on Sub Pop Records. And we're going to keep things rolling right now with Balmorea off of their Stranger album. I think it's their third overall, all out on Western vinyl. This track is Juby. Thank you.
Politicians trying hard to find the way. And peace is not so far. And yet, it seems that nobody can see that. Love is all that you need. Love is all what you have to do, yeah. Love is really the answer. Why waste time when you are? There's so many conversations, meeting parties, and cocktails to preserve peace on earth. But they never find the way. You know why? You know why? You know why? Because love is really the answer. This you have to agree. It will be celebration when all people. Doing things like that, peace is gonna be far, deep, and over.
Far, 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 far many politicians trying hard to find the way to preserve peace on earth, but they never found the way, never found the way. Know why? Do you know why? Love is more what you needed. Love is all what you have to do. Yeah, yeah. Love is really the answer. Why waste time with war? There's so many people trying, man, to preserve peace on earth. So that nobody can see that, and yet it's not so, so difficult to see, man. It's fundamental, necessary, and love in your life. All the people living together. It's gonna be like fall of July. Let's have a ball. Thank you.
And you're tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. We just heard from AC Newman. And there's Money in New Wave off his third solo album, Shut Down the Streets, out on Matador Records. And he's also the man behind a band called Zumpano from the mid-90s, but probably better known as the main fellow behind the New Pornographers from this past decade. Tim Maya before that, and Let's Have a Ball Tonight off of the Nobody Can Live Forever, the Existential Soul of Tim Maya collection on Luwak Bop. Paul Flaherty and Randall Coburn off their 1989 Endangered Species LP on Cadence, and a track called Song for You. We heard from Moom before that, and La 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 Bly Hnatorin off their Early Birds collection on More, which collects a whole bunch of stuff that they did before their album came out. And starting off that set was Balmorea with Juby off their Stranger album on Western Vinyl. And we've got one last set before we turn things over to the next DJ. We're going to get rolling with Saturday Looks Good to Me, their first single since bringing the band back together after, what, probably five years since their last release. We've got a brand new 7-inch out in a couple weeks on Polyvinyl, and there's a new album apparently due out early next year. And there's tons and tons of other Fred Thomas LPs out this fall. Actually, there are two reissues on LP of very limited CDRs of his, as well as a new solo album. So check this out if you're interested. Anyway, here comes Saturday Looks Good to Me with their brand new single. It's called Sunglasses.
feel like I can't be wrong. In bed with my sunglasses on, I feel like I can't be wrong. In bed with my sunglasses on.
Yeah. hipsters meet. I've hated every single place I've lived. I wanna get some, but I don't wanna give. Oh, the places were fun. The problems were always in my mind now. I hate Chapel Hill. I hate Chapel Hill. I hate Chapel Hill. I hate Chapel Hill. Come on now, work it, yeah. I said, the place is fine. Yeah, the problem is in my mind.
Tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was just Charles Douglas with Chapel Hill off of his Not Your Kind of Music, The Basement Tapes, 1995 to 1999 on Broken Horse. And the UK has recently discovered Charles Douglas. He was a local musician that actually left right around the time that I got there. And I feel very differently about Chapel Hill than he did, but I can understand his frustrations as it was never the music scene you wanted. It was the music scene you deserved. Or something, I don't know. But, good place to be. Allison's Halo before that and Wishes off their Eye Dazzler 1992 to 1996 CD on Burnt Hair. And rumor has it that that's going to be reissued as a double LP by Captured Tracks sometime in the not-too-distant future. Tender Trap before that and MBV off their 10 Songs About Girls album on Fortuna Pop that I thought was going to get a domestic release courtesy of Slumberland, but apparently doesn't seem to be on their roster anymore for release. Nixon before that and the title track to their brand new 7-inch This Town coming out on Cloudberry in a week or two. And starting off the set with Saturday Looks Good to Me and Sunglasses, the A-side to their new 7-inch, also coming out in a week or two, but on polyvinyl. Anyway, gonna leave you now with the Bad Lovers off their Actin' Strange LP on Burger City Rock and Roll. This track is The Price You Pay. Have a great night.